Welcome back to All Rights Reserved, your exclusive entertainment law and law school podcast with your hosts, Kayla and Suna. Today, we're going to be talking all about midterms and in-person exams because midterms are coming up and there are a lot of law students around the country who have never taken an in-person exam in law school before. So we thought we would share our tips and tricks.
Yes, and it is a very important skill to have just because you will be taking the bar and the bar is completely closed book for the most part. And so I think this is a really good skill to learn early on.
Yeah.
So you aren't confused or surprised when you get to studying for the bar.
Yeah. Also, the human brain is a really interesting thing because I found that for exams that I had closed book or where I had to really memorize things, it was easier for me to recall them later on during bar prep.
You're right. I think I really struggled with remedies because remedies was open. It was open note. We had a little cheat sheet. And so I really struggled to remember it after the fact, but you're so right.
Yeah. I think like for me, I was fine with like contracts or like some of the 1L subjects, but then when it came to community property, for some reason, like that was an open book final for us. And I just, that was harder for me to memorize later on, but community property also came at like the last stages of bar prep. So maybe I was also tired. I don't know, but I really do think that like, even if your school is still doing open book finals or remote finals or midterms, it's very beneficial to try to memorize as much as you can, because then you're also not wasting time like flipping through your materials in order to like answer the question.
Yeah. And I also think Suna and I have very different ways of memorizing, which we'll definitely get through in this episode. So even if you don't know your typical learning style on how to memorize, we got you, because I think we can offer some approaches on how to memorize.
Yeah, exactly. So I think like the first thing when preparing for a midterm that I used to do at least was to make sure that my outline was in tip-top shape like a week before.
Yeah.
When you're in 1L, it's kind of hard to get onto that schedule because it's the first time you're doing everything. But I always tried to be at a point where I was like up to date on the subjects that were going to be on the midterm at least. And then I would take it from there so that I would have enough time to practice.
Yeah. You were much better at making outlines than me, but I think for me, what really helped me do was I created a little like cheat sheet outline where it was like a mini outline, and I literally made it one or two pages back and front. And basically what it was is I did the overarching issue, and then I did all the sub issues underneath and maybe the rule statement. I didn't have any cases or anything, but that also helped me memorize because then it was like one piece of paper that I could just look at. And and that was really helpful for me.
Yeah. Because I think also this goes with my learning style, which we'll get into in a little bit. But I think that the process of outlining is where you get the most out of it from, because you're synthesizing the information yourself instead of just reading it. So I think that when you put something in your own words, that's a really good way to remember things.
Definitely. Yeah. You were definitely a better outliner than me, but I think outlining is definitely the way to go. But if you aren't
viewing in some way, not necessarily, maybe outlining is not your thing, but like you review with flashcards or something, like whatever is going to help you remember all the elements and stuff. But basically, I think that as long as you're up to date on that, like a week before your midterm, and then you can start practicing, the better. So like try to get past midterms, essay questions, if it's a written, like an essay midterm or multiple choice questions. Oftentimes professors give those out, I feel like, if you do have a midterm, right?
Yeah, professors are really good about giving their old exams. That is totally something you should take advantage of. Also, any type of review sessions that your professor may have, go to them. Ask as many questions as you can, because your midterm will go towards your final grade. It is important. So it does add up in the long run. So it is something to
think
about, because I know most classes are final only, but in the rare instance that you do have a midterm, I think you should treat it as if you know, it's one of your finals.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I like it when we have midterms in some classes, especially if they're challenging classes, because it really helps you see where you are. Because sometimes like finals will roll around and you're like, oh, wait, I actually had no idea what was going on. And that sucks during reading week to realize that. So I always take midterms seriously. One thing to note about law school multiple choice is like rarely anyone gets a perfect score. Like I remember in 1L, I think our first midterm was contracts, and like everyone was all like pissed that they didn't get near perfect scores like they did in undergrad. And I remember one of our TAs was like, yeah, that doesn't happen. Like you're good if you get like a 15 out of 20 or something. And there were some like students who were historically really good with multiple choice that weren't at that, like at the 20 out of 20 that they wanted or something. So if that's you, just be warned, like you're not going to get a perfect score. Like, or if you do, good for you, but you most likely won't.
No,
it just doesn't happen.
No, that's just obnoxious. Like, I'm sorry. That's just not possible.
Yeah. Like I do know one person who got the highest score in one of our midterms, and they were like, I guess 2 points off or 2 questions off. And like, even they didn't get a perfect score. It's just very rare. So go into it with that mindset. Like nothing's going to be perfect. And at the end of the day, your grade is curved anyway. That's why I think the midterms are a really good way to see where you are, because even if you do poorly on a midterm, you can still turn that around on your final, which has actually happened to me.
Okay. Yes, that definitely happened to me. I'm historically really bad at midterms, and then I'll like kill it on the final because So that's a thing. What happens, like a lot of people who do super well on their midterms will be like, oh, I did well, so I can like slack off for the final. And then everyone who didn't do as well on the midterm, it like comes back with a vengeance. And I remember doing it for like criminal law. Mm-hmm. I did it for, I don't really remember my other subjects I did it for, but I did come back with a vengeance that time. And it
good.
Was very fulfilling.
Yeah, no, totally. And like, you know, vice versa, if you do really well, like Kayla said, like, don't get cocky, just still continue to do the work because it all levels out eventually. But I think like the best way to prepare for a midterm or any law school exam is practice. And it's the same for the bar, to be completely honest, because like the more practice you do, the more you start to memorize things anyway. I remember like the best midterm I ever had was evidence, and like it was 25 multiple choice questions or something. And I was so nervous because our section had a bunch of people who had been in like trial before had that experience already. And it was a completely foreign concept to me. And this was like one of the few times I actually was able to stick to my like goal of having my outline good to go. I went to office hours. I got the questions answered. And then I literally just did practice over and over and over again for like 7 days. And then by the time I got to the midterm, I could like start to recognize patterns. Yeah. So that was super helpful. And then I did I think the best midterm score I've ever gotten was evidence. Wow. And like, that was a big deal for me. Cause like, I historically am not a great person. Great multiple choice test taker. So that's why I think that it really, really helps to practice. And the same goes for essays. And if you have, you should make time to do essays before any exam that you have and take it to your professor or your TA so they can like take a look at it for you and let you know what they're looking for, because it also gets you into the headspace of, oh, I have a test coming up, but it also helps you see what your professor needs from you, and you can tailor your answer accordingly.
Yeah. That's great. I remember that midterm, but I don't remember what I got. I think I'm a very
You did well on that too. I think we were talking about it. I think like you also did pretty decently on that.
I think
one.
It was like decent, but it was like average decent, you know?
Yeah. Cause like normally with multiple choice, I always used to be at the average or like one point below the average, but for evidence, I was above for the first time. And I was like, oh my gosh,
so proud of you.
This never happens.
And that was literally like a week before COVID started.
Oh my God. It was.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That literally was like the week before spring break.
Yeah.
Because
it was so wow. Long time ago.
That's crazy. Yeah, so after that, our midterms got canceled, which was pretty awesome, especially con law.
Oh my gosh, I was so very excited to have con law canceled. Obviously, I mean, the pandemic is a horrible thing and it's still sad that it's going on, but the fact that we didn't have to take con law 2 midterm was the highlight of my semester.
And the most ironic part was that was one of the easier subjects mm-hmm. on the MBE for the bar, which was very ironic, but
I know.
Whatever, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean,
I'll take it.
I think like we'll talk about this more once we pass the bar and have some actual wisdom to bestow on how to study. But one thing that I noticed with con law specifically was that in school, they teach you such in-depth stuff in con law. But on the bar, it's actually much more black and white and easier to conceptualize and grasp if you're doing multiple choice questions. So at least you have that to look forward to, but it was very nice to not have that midterm for sure.
But I do have to say that if you are struggling with a class, and for me, it was con law, I think it is a good idea to maybe look for bar outlines or like a bar kind of like, what is it? Like a tree of like how everything interplays with each other as just like a very large overview of the subject, because for me con law was very difficult because I just felt like it wasn't a class. I felt like it was just everyone's opinions on politics and stuff, and I couldn't really grasp it. But it wasn't until I took the bar that I was like, okay, this is actually very straightforward. I think I do understand it. So I think I wish I had been told, you know, maybe review a bar outline or try to look for something like that mm-hmm. just to see what they only test on the bar. Because even though it is significantly smaller than what you need to know for law school, it does really help with the overall big picture.
Oh, totally. I think like my one caveat with that is if your con law professor is really specific, which sometimes they can be.
Yeah.
And they teach their opinion as opposed to what is black letter law and tested on the bar. Take the bar outlines with a grain of salt and go to your professor first. But I totally agree. Like I've definitely referenced bar outlines before to get a big picture. Like I did that with contracts and I did that with torts and I think a little bit of property during 1L, but you can, but you can find them online. Barbary and Themis have them for free. Both of them also have like free 1L, 2L, 3L, like online programs that you can be a member of. And they have like video lectures and stuff. That's actually another thing I did for evidence. I did the evidence videos while studying for my midterm, and that really helped. So like just utilize your mm-hmm. resources. And my rule of thumb before taking an exam was to attempt to know whatever I needed to know, like the back of my hand. And like for me, I need to do that by like I learned by doing best. So like that was practice for me, but you know, some other people have other learning styles like using mnemonics or flashcards or flowcharts or listening to things or talking it out with people. Kayla and I actually learned our learning styles during bar prep and it was actually very useful. So mm-hmm. our next like big tip or overarching tip is to tell you to take a learning style quiz on the internet and see what your learning style is.
Yeah, I I wish I had known what my learning style was before the bar prep, but it's fine. I'll tell you what I did. So
what was your learning style again? Were you visual mainly?
I am a visual learner. Yeah. But I was never a flashcard person ever.
Yeah.
During 1L, my main thing was making those little like cheat sheets, not mm-hmm. like a cheat sheet, but kind of like condense everything into one page mm-hmm. because I like to read those before bed. And that's how I would test myself. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a flashcard, but not really.
Yeah.
And I just liked having it all on one page mm-hmm. instead of having like a million flashcards. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And when I learned it from like small into big, that really helped me. And mm-hmm. then I could like give it to my sister or my mom or someone and be like, hey, can you test me on this? So that really smart. Helped.
Yeah.
When we used to go to school back in the old days, I used to, you know, take a marker and just go on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just outline the big picture on the whiteboard. I remember we used to do that for contracts. I didn't do that very often, mm-hmm. but I did have a whiteboard at home that I used on occasion. I didn't use it that mm-hmm. much for the bar, but
it's fine. And then I learned that mnemonics saved my life. If I didn't have mnemonics for the bar, like I have the
funniest. You were all about mnemonics and it was awesome.
Yeah. I had like literally the funniest mnemonic for torts. it's a little rated R. So if you want to know what it is, just slide in our DMs and I'll
ask us. But it was how to remember all the intentional torts.
yeah. So these mnemonics really saved my life. Mm-hmm. And it just like even till this day, I still remember all the mnemonics I made.
Oh yeah. I remember one for remedies that you came up with for, I think it was like injunctions or something.
Oh, I pray that one.
Yeah, that okay. one.
Well, yes. So mnemonics are awesome too. And if you have a subject that you're dying with and you need some mnemonic help, let me know. I got you. But that really helped me. I think like learning it that way was super helpful. And then obviously just the way that the bar teaches it to you, it's like right when you start studying for the bar, you're like, how in the world am I going to start memorizing mm-hmm. all this? And same with midterms or finals. But after so much repetition, you'll start to remember it.
Exactly. And you just have to find what suits your brain, really. Like for me, I took a quiz because I was listening to like Bar Exam Toolbox. Like they had those like awesome Love episodes them. And they had Shout one out. About learning styles. So I like looked mine up and I got kinesthetic and visual. So what uh-huh. kinesthetic is that you learn best if there's a physical component to it or an like application component to it. So that explains why I've always handwritten things over and over again until I can remember them. So like, I also have a whiteboard that I use to quiz myself, but also like I would handwrite my outlines after like making one on the computer or also like outlining, like viewing my outline as a living document really helped me because I was always editing it and perfecting it and like, you know, finding better ways to say things and like basically just working with the material would always help. But then the visual component for me, that's where the whiteboard really came in. And I didn't actually start using this until 3L when I got a whiteboard for my office. Yeah. But I will remember things based off of what part of the whiteboard or paper that I wrote it, what color it was, and like what order it was in because I wrote it over and over so many times. So like that really helped. And then another thing that I started doing during bar prep after realizing what my learning style was I would listen to things like podcasts or like I used to record my outlines and listen to them during 1L, but go for walks because apparently kinesthetic learners will remember things based off of what they were doing at the time. Wow. So I remember there was this one time I was listening to, there was that really great MBE podcast. I can't remember what it was called, but I went to the Silver Lake Reservoir and I went for a walk and I listened to the torts ones, the torts episodes. And I remember what part of the reservoir I was on when I listened to the public and private nuisance episode.
It's so funny.
It's just so crazy how, like once you crack the code into how your brain works like that, you find things that work for you. Like, even though I'm a visual learner, mnemonics don't work for me as well as they work for you. Like the ones you came up with, I remember because they're really funny, but like, but like we had like our Cal Bar writing book had a bunch of mnemonics in it. That didn't like make any sense.
They were
to me
tough.
Yeah, they were. And also
they were tough
for me. The first letter has to be what the element actually starts with. I can't just choose like a letter out of like an element and make that like part of the mnemonic.
And also some of the mnemonics were made out of words instead of the first letter. So that also was difficult.
But yeah. That like, you that just, would throw me off.
But you just reminded me of something else I did for the bar. And I think I also did this for law school too. Mm-hmm. I literally went to the 99 cent store. I bought posters and I bought markers.
Oh yeah.
And I made a big post. So I made like a huge poster for every subject, for every MBE subject on the bar. And it's all in like different colors. Like each section has a different color. I have all the elements written down. It's literally the exact same thing as like what I would do for studying in terms of like typing it out, but this time I was writing it out and that also helped. Like I remember where things are on the thing, but that was, it's just like fun writing in like
I just color. I love arts and crafts. Like I always have ever since I was little. So like anything, any colors, any like cool pens, like I'm very particular about pens and like which ones I like to use.
Yeah.
but like during 1L, I did the same thing with the posters, but then I realized that I actually don't ever look at them again.
Oh,
like
that's
it's weird because I think that's where my kinesthetic learning comes in more because like I remember more from the act of writing it out and where I wrote it versus like looking at it later.
That's crazy.
It's
that's
so like insane.
Complete opposite for me because like I will sometimes like take a bath. Like when I'm really stressed out, I'll hop in the bath and then I'll have my poster or whatever, like, you know, right where the bathtub is and just look at it. And I'm just reading it and I'll just
read it before bed. Would not work for me.
But
another thing that would though, in the bubble bath scenario would be to listen to something while in the bath, like a podcast or like if I recorded my own voice. But yeah. And I think one thing that works for you and me both is that, talking it out with someone and explaining it to someone. Cause like when we were studying for the bar, we studied together a few times and we would quiz each other. Mm-hmm. Or like we would say like, okay, tell me what the difference is between California preclusion and federal preclusion in Civ Pro.
You
and
remembered then we would it like, way more than me though. It was on the bar, by the way, you guys.
But it's because we talked about it that one day we were studying and I literally remember where I was sitting in the office.
Yes,
you were sitting on the couch and I remembered like we had this conversation.
I don't remember like the ins and outs of the conversation. I remember having the conversation, but sadly I didn't remember exactly what we talked about, but I did bring it up. But, so
yeah, and that's all you
points
need.
For me.
Well, no, absolutely. But that's the thing. It's like, I think that talking it out with a friend can be really helpful. Like I've never been a group study person. Like I always prefer to figure it out on my own first and then come together with a friend to figure it out. So like in law school, that's what I did with my one friend who I was in the same section as. We would choose an essay to do and we would do the essay separately and then just like meet up over like coffee to go over our answers and how we did it. Mm-hmm. That works best for me because I have to figure it out myself. Like that's just how I need to do it in order to remember anything.
Yeah.
So that was very useful. I mean, I also just liked, I mean, during bar prep, I mean, studying together can be nice sometimes because it's just therapeutic because you are just so tired all the time.
I think the way we did it was really good.
I think so.
I'm just praying that both of us don't have to do it.
We are not talking about this yet. But basically, back to midterms.
We did it in a great way, but yeah.
We did.
Find someone that you trust and find someone that is going to put in the same effort as you. Because if you start studying with people who don't know anything, it's going to deter you and it's not going to help you. I remember my 1L, I had a really good friend. She ended up not coming back to school after 1L, but I would study with her. And when I would test her, she wouldn't know what I was talking about. And then I would have to explain it to her. And she just,
but then you would probably remember it better because you had to explain it to her.
Yes. Yes. But I wasn't getting the same benefit out of her.
Yeah.
You know, she was getting the benefit out of me, but like I needed her to test me more. And it was a little bit difficult, but definitely find someone that's on your level. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful I had Suna because I think we did it in a really good way.
Yeah.
But definitely find someone that you can work with if that's your thing.
I think
I'm mostly a single learner. Like I like to study by myself, but we figured it out.
I think study groups can be a hit or miss. Like, you know, some people thrive off of study groups. Mm-hmm. I personally, like we aren't those people, but like, I think that especially in terms of law school, if you're a 1L or 2L or even a 3L, just be conscious of people's energy and vibe because like, if you're an emotional sponge like I am, it's very easy to pick up on people's negative energy and also stress. I often feel like, you know, studying alone was like my safe space in a way.
Yeah.
So I think that goes together with like your learning style or knowing what your learning style is also knowing how you learn best and like what kind of environments. Mm-hmm. A few other things that I think can be helpful for closed book exams is trying to study in the room that you're going to take the exam in. That was another physical or kinesthetic learner tip that I found out through the Bar Exam Toolbox podcast. and which is why I actually like studied for a couple days in the room that I was going to take the bar in. But I used to do this for midterms without knowing, because like sometimes we would have a midterm in the same class that the class was in. So during test day, I would try to sit in my spot that I was, you know, sitting in for class. So I think that can help sometimes too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, just be consistent. Make sure you're staying on top of your subjects.
Yeah.
Go to office hours regularly. Ask for help when you need it. And find things that work for you. One thing that I used to be bad at was I was very set in my ways, and it was difficult for me to change up my study style in the beginning because like, this is how I used to do it in undergrad or high school, even like all the things going back, like maybe even to first grade. But when I realized that, you know, this is too time consuming, I need to do this in a better way, or like, this is not working for me, I need to switch it up. I had to accept that and move on.
I hear you.
Yeah. I think sometimes that can be helpful too. But just in general, like, don't be afraid to feel stupid, because if you don't figure it out, you're not going to learn. And, you know, oftentimes you're trying to learn a new language in law school anyway, and you're going to feel stupid like half the time. That's at least half the time.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot of letting go of your ego.
Yeah. That, and also trial and error, just
doing
everything just to see what works for you. I really tried with flashcards. Mm-hmm. I gave it my all.
I tried that too. It did not work.
Doesn't work. No. I have so many at my apartment. If you guys need any, I'll donate it.
I had a bunch, and our laundry room in our apartment building is sort of like this material continuum where like people who are moving out or people who are getting rid of things will like leave some things in the laundry room on the table.
Yeah.
So like, I left a bunch of like notebooks and note cards that I just didn't have a need for anymore. And I went down like a couple hours later and someone had taken them all, because there are a few people who have kids in the building. So I was like, okay, maybe like their kids were using them.
Smart.
But yeah, I think be open to change that's in general, you should be open to change. But like, I don't know if you struggled with this in law school at all, but sometimes if I did poorly in something, or if I was really struggling with something, I would develop a mental block where I didn't want to work on it. And would put things off. So I think So I think that that's really important to not do, and instead to just like face it head on. Like this happened to me during 1L in second semester, I basically failed the contracts midterm. I got the lowest grade in the entire class. And the professor like reached out to me and was like, are you okay? I thought I was, but apparently I wasn't. But with that, like, my first instinct was to avoid it initially, because I was so also just like embarrassed for some reason. Not that anyone knew what my grade was aside from the professor, but what I had to do was like get over it and just get it done and figure out where I went wrong. And like, sometimes it feels like embarrassing or just difficult, and you just don't want to do it because you had a bad experience. But I think you have to overcome that if you want to do better. And like, long story short, I faced that fear of failing again, and I did really well in the class at the end of the day.
And you were
final.
Like a contracts TA.
Yeah.
And you were,
it turned out fine. Yeah, I was. I TA'd the next year.
That's
so it's
hysterical.
Like, don't put too much pressure on yourself for midterms. View it as like where you are in the class, like as an assessment, but take it seriously as well, because you want to know how you're doing. And I think midterms are a great way of doing that.
I agree. And I think you're totally right, because I really struggled with con law, and I really was putting it off. I hated it.
That's
and when
what happened
I came
to me
to it on
too
the bar. Mm-hmm. I was so scared to do it, but then I watched a bunch of videos. Videos mm-hmm. really helped me, visual learner. Mm-hmm. But when I was doing the videos and then also filling out the little forms that they had mm-hmm. through Themis, it was super helpful.
Oh, I loved those.
Yeah, that's when I started to like understand it, and I was less scared in tackling it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like the one subject I really, really struggled with. So when we didn't get it on the bar as an essay, I was like, oh my God.
I was so happy. I was so scared we were going to get like,
but I studied it so much that I was actually ready for it. Which
exactly.
Is
but
really
I still,
funny.
I was just like, I would rather not.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm glad that it worked out the way it did. And I think, I think if you choose any of these learning techniques or styles, you'll definitely find one that clicks for you and that works for you.
Yeah.
And it's It's good.
Yeah. And, you know, don't sweat in-person closed book exams that much. Like, everyone has to take them. The bar is closed book. So it's like, do your best to be prepared. And if the results aren't what you want them to be, then you know what to work on and just don't avoid working on it.
Exactly. But you guys got this.
We believe in you.
Good luck for everyone, whether that's midterms, whether you're getting your grades back, or whether you're going to start studying for finals soon come Thanksgiving. But we hope that these tips really helped you, because it helped us, and we wish you the best of luck.
Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you in the next one.